Welcome, welcome to the first installment of A Journey. For Steppers Only, I'm here with my boy Jack.
Hey, what's happening?
Where we gonna tell the truth.
The whole truth.
Keep it 100. No lies.
Hey, we gonna keep that shit raw.
Raw.
No Durex. Y'all know that Durex.
No Trojans. No lifestyles. Raw dog, we shooting the club up over here, okay?
Boy,
we some shooters. We some shooters. Shooters for sure. It's Valentine's Day, so
I wanna
y'all
wish
gonna
all
be
you...
shooters too.
Oh, my bad. I want to wish all you lovely ladies out there a happy Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I just want to be funny about this right quick. Hey, Chance.
Yo.
We about to see how much these girls getting shot up for tonight.
Yep. That pussy bill. How much that pussy bill hitting for tonight?
Shit, is that shit hitting for some... $50,
mm-hmm.
You know, little quick goddamn burger.
Mm-hmm. Little quick little dinner, couple gifts. Some of them might get straight to it, man. Fuck the bullshit. Fuck the dinner. They might get their chocolate, flowers, whatever.
Bro,
get straight into it.
Hey, bro, you want to hear something funny? I had to tell my wife, she got the most expensive piece of ass I have ever seen in my life. Bro, I be thinking about it every fucking month. How much money am I paying in car notes, car insurance,
mm-hmm.
goddamn out to eat,
yep.
needs, all wants,
that. All that.
What I look like, this, then the third,
yep.
makeup, perfume.
Just so at any given time, when it's time to go, ready to go. You know what I'm
you
saying?
You know, getting that little piece of drop of sweat,
mm-hmm.
goddamn dropped on you.
Yeah.
So, in other words, take your flowers,
mm-hmm.
take your out to eats,
mm-hmm.
put that nice little outfit on.
Yep.
You know, the one that you got off? We ain't going to put no websites out there because yep. they ain't sponsoring us.
Not yet. Listen, though. Go ahead and put on the Victoria Don't Tell Nobody. And let that brother squirm on you today, man.
Yeah, just, why
just,
shit?
Just let him get it off today so he don't shoot up nobody's school, the job. Just today is the day.
Hey, make sure you climb on top of them. Just move your shoulders. That's all I'm saying. Hey, have fun with that. Hey, and for you ladies, Valentine's Day ain't just for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Get them a gift.
Yeah, go get them some cologne or something.
Get them some cologne, a shirt. Men, we simple. You can get us our favorite sports team hat. Hey, you know, the pussy is about... For me, 80%.
Hey, Chance, I got a question, though, man. How many females you think out here done bought they man some funky-ass cologne and made sure he wore it? Talking about something, oh, you got to wear this cheap shit, so I hate for you to go with that damn suave edge
mm-hmm.
to work.
Yeah.
And all the mother, and your little work bitch be on you.
For sure.
Hey, because you know, hey, bro. Because you know how many men out here go to work because they like to smell nice, but your significant other, tell me, who you going to work to smell good for? Oh, you must be going to work to smell good for that bitch.
Facts.
I'm just saying.
Listen,
that.
Everybody got a work wife or husband.
No, nigga, I'm married.
Nah. Oh, okay. Unless you are officially, you really have a husband or a wife, you got a work wife or something, you know. Just to let the time go by, especially if you're working a 12-hour shift.
Hey.
10 to 12, you know.
Hey, bro. Hey, just one little piece of advice. Hey, women, cover your ears right now. Bro, don't bring no food home and no Tupperware.
And because... that bitch ain't cook that shit.
Hey, because we all, as men, we all know, and y'all females that out there listening, you know exactly what the hell y'all going to say when he bringing that is.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chance, should I tell them what they going to say?
Go ahead, man. I don't know.
Oh, what bitch cooked this for you?
Yeah. If you know if you come home with a whole Thanksgiving plate, we talking chicken, yams, some greens, and a roll, and you know your bitch only could cook ramen noodles and throw some chicken nuggets in the oven, Eat that in the car, player.
Boy, what you talking about?
Eat that in the car. Don't take that in the house.
But hell nah, bro. Shit. That shit finna be World War 13 in that bitch.
Mm-hmm. No peace.
Bro, you finna be sleep over there like this with your eyes open. I'm talking about stiff as a board, looking dead at the ceiling. Praying to God, man. She ain't said shit since I got home. She said, what? She said,
Okay. Okay. That okay? That what? Mean you ain't finna get no pussy to the rent due. And it's the first of the month. Finna go all 30 days. And then she gonna be petty and go out on your ass.
But you what said, you talking about?
Answer me now.
But what you talking about? Ooh, woo. Hey, but for them single men out there, I just want to say happy Valentine's to y'all, too.
Happy Valentine's. Yeah, keep your head up.
I just want to tell y'all, y'all motherfuckers lucky as fuck. Y'all ain't got to goddamn spend nobody on nothing.
Nope.
If you don't want to.
It's another day for you.
Hell yeah.
Another, what's today, Wednesday?
Hell yeah.
Another Wednesday for you. But yeah, you know. Look, Jack, I gotta ask you a little question, man.
What's happening?
You think you could work at a female prison?
Bro, I heard a horror story one time, bro. Shit, I heard some inmates ran down on this dude, man, mm-hmm. and shoved a pencil down his tip of his shit.
In a female prison?
Yes, dog, and fucked the shit out of him.
In a female prison?
In a female prison. Can you imagine? Bro, the pain and agony. And we know them females ain't gonna feel shit because they be fucking them hard-ass dildos and shit. But, bro, can you imagine having a hard object shoved down your shit to make it stay hard for as long as they want and them motherfuckers run a train on you? Bro, I would die. I would die. Yeah. Kill me now.
Kill me.
Killing me softly.
Kill me.
Kill me, please. Yeah, nah. Bro, assassinate me. Pow, pow. Kill me.
Well, I was watching this little show, man, and this dude, he started working at a female prison, man, and the bit was bad that was, you know, plotting on him. And I was hoping he wouldn't fall for it because it's like, come on, man, you know that girl plotting on you, man. She ain't got no dick in about 10 years, nigga. Come on. This goofy fall for it, man. She ended up shanking that nigga in the neck while he was in the pussy. In the neck.
While he was in it?
And the nigga in the pussy stroking.
But you know what, dog? That shows right there that a lot of these females ain't got no heart, bro.
Nah, she, yeah.
Bro, they assassinate your whole character.
Yeah.
With two words.
Money on your head, it's over with. Money on your head, they gonna get it, man. Set you right up, man. That's where, and that where Backdoor came from?
Yep.
Yep. She gonna text that nigga right where he at.
Bro, shit, that's why you can't go out here trusting everybody, man. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you hear these folks talking about, she said she loved me. What? Love is like a four-letter word, like fucking shit.
Look. Facts.
Oh, I'm sorry. You forgot that. Because if you break it down, hey, yeah, she says I love you, but it really means fuck that shit. I will fuck you over the quickest fact that I can get an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Because you got to understand, a lot of females and a lot of men, don't get it twisted, are always out here looking for the BBD.
BBD, what is that?
The bigger, better deal. Y'all motherfuckers thought I was talking about the big black dick, didn't y'all? But it's called the BBD because you got to look at the way people look at individuals. Mm-hmm. Like, we were having a talk the other day, and that's like I was asking somebody, would you talk to another individual that was sitting at a bus stop and you in a car driving? They said, well, I don't know. What is the situation? Mm-hmm. I said, no, that's not what I'm asking.
Yeah.
If you saw this individual and you found them attractive, would you still take an account that they're sitting at their bus station?
For sure. Well, I could say as a man, it don't matter. If you bad and you at the bus stop,
they going to swoop. They going to swoop. But you, a female?
No.
Bro.
Then she going to go for, I'm sitting at the bus stop, but I look good. No. That's the first thing she gonna say.
They take in that the totality. Cute,
but he at the bus stop.
Right. Shit, bro, I had a chick female tell me one time, you know you'll be cute if you were taller.
What the fuck? Hey, listen. Stop this. Pause this whole thing right now. I know y'all have y'all standards and y'all preferences. But stop trying us short kings. We will fuck the shit out y'all. Just like how them tall niggas would.
Hey.
It don't matter. It don't matter. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. That's why if a bitch tell me that, oh, you short, I like tall niggas, but you still fuck with me, I'm finna fuck the shit out you. Just so you can fuck that tall nigga.
Bro, shit. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about step stool and all.
Yep. I'm getting all in your shit.
But shit, hey, go give me that step stool that your child mm-hmm. had at 1 year old. Mm-hmm. I'm finna use that.
Yep. What you grabbing that for? To watch. But, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, man. But the thing is, you got to understand with understanding genders, a lot of time they looking at the totalitary mm-hmm. of situations.
Yeah.
I know I probably didn't say that right, but don't y'all scrutinize me in the comments.
You know.
Listen, but.
You know what he meant.
Man, I'm just going to let y'all know I'm country as fuck. Yeah. Like I'm talking about, like, I like to go hunting, fishing, shooting, shit, that type of country.
The nigga from Georgia, man.
No, nigga, I ain't originally from Georgia. I'm from DC, but I was brought down here like our ancestors were on the slave ship. But hey, I just want to let y'all know. Hey, that was before Black History Month. Remember Black History Month.
For Black History Month.
Thank you to my ancestors.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you what a disrespectful motherfucker said to me this morning. Text me the other day. I want to thank you. What the fuck you thanking me for? Mm-hmm. For being my ancestor. Bitch, I ain't that damn old.
Hey, listen, man, I'm 26, man, and I done already got called unk at the job, man. Nigga was trying to find an exit. Young cat. Shit, I'm already saying cat. But I'm like, yeah, man, you go this way, bust that right, you out of there. Nigga said, all right, appreciate that, unk. I said, hold on, man. I ain't at unk phase yet, man. I might be older than you, but hell no, I ain't unk. And unk got a hat, a Bluetooth.
Nah, dog. Not
unk be wearing jupe.
Let me tell you when I figured out I was unk. Bro, I figured out I was unk when I tried to go to a bar and they were playing music. Bro, I'm seeing all these young motherfuckers moving around and grooving. And I realized, bro, it's 11 o'clock. I'm ready to go home. That's like, when I figured out I was on.
Yeah, I need to go to bed.
But once you hit a certain age, you become unk.
Yeah.
Because.
When does the unk phase kick in?
Man,
I'm hoping my unk phase don't kick in until about 33.
Man, I think mine kicked in about 31, 32. Because, I'm truly into my unk phase where. Shit, if I make it home, ain't no going out. Ain't no putting on no clothes.
Facts, over it.
Hey, I'm just like, shit, man, fuck that. I'm finna go climb in the motherfucking bed. I got shit to do tomorrow. I ain't got all day to goddamn be in this motherfucking like, rubbing my toes together.
I feel like when you are at your unk phase, you fall asleep watching the game.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
When you can fall asleep watching the game, you unk, man.
Bro. How many times have you ever... Look, let me tell you something. The other day I was watching a movie. We ain't gonna say on what site because they ain't sponsoring us. No, fuck y'all. Shit, yeah. I watch my shit on pirate sites. But,
yeah.
Bro, I had to watch this movie fucking 6 times because I kept falling fucking asleep on it.
Hey, man, you unk, man.
I mean, like, bro, I kept goddamn... I wake up at a park. What the fuck happened to my wife? Where did this movie come from? I did not watch this movie a little bit ago. This is not the movie I started out watching.
Yeah.
Bro, I had to fast forward through the shit. Next I know, 15 minutes to it. I'm sleep again. What the fuck?
Hey, man.
And, hey, bro. Man. I was up there cussing out my damn self. Man, motherfucker, I know you ain't fall asleep again. God damn. How many times we gonna watch this motherfucking movie?
Yeah, so if you are unk, and you in your unk phase, you definitely have a white rag over your shoulder. Smoker in the back, sandal shoes on with a slab on the grill getting ready to go. You probably going to watch a game that you're going to fall asleep to, like I said. You know, you 100% in your unk bag. And ain't nothing wrong with that, you know.
But, I mean, that comes with wisdom, though.
Yeah,
means
for sure.
You've been through some shit. For, mm-hmm. for them to even look at you as an unk,
yeah.
That means they look at you in a positive light to where you can recommend something for them or... You can give them advice, and they're gonna actually hear you out for it.
For sure, I could definitely agree with that because I definitely be like, "Hey, yo, aunt, let me holler at you real quick." You know what I'm saying?
Because I mean, that's a lot of people look at it as a negative. Mm-hmm. For me to look at you and consider you unk, that means I consider you a mentor. Mm-hmm. I consider you somebody with valuable information that. I need to better myself or progress in life.
Or help me through a little situation I got, you know.
Right.
Just give me a little quick advice.
But you know what? In my consideration is, Unc ain't got to be older than me.
Yeah.
Unc still be younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's I value you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people just look at age as wisdom. Man, I learn stuff every day from people older than me and younger than me. I learn stuff from my kids that I didn't know before.
Yeah. Because it is advanced, man. So, yeah, they'll definitely put you on.
Because, I mean, it's just about growth. Every day is about growth, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people don't understand if you're not growing and you're just stagnant, that's like you looking at stagnant water. It's dead. It ain't got no life.
Ain't no movement.
Right. But if you're looking to grow, you gotta be fluid. You gotta be absorbent to absorb nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Like your sun, your whatever. Information. Mm-hmm. Information is key.
Yeah.
For individuals' growth. Because if you don't grow, you're gonna be stagnant.
Yeah, man, you're gonna be stuck.
So in my eyes, shit, if you ain't learning nothing, what you here for? What you existing for?
Yeah. If you're not trying to step, what you doing with your life?
Shit. Hey, like these kids saying, stand on business.
Yeah, facts. If you ain't standing on business, can't rock with you, man.
But that also comes from folks looking at it like this, man. How can I tell you my partner, you my homeboy, without you being able to give me no strengthening?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like if you fought with me really,
you'll
be able to tell me whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong.
For sure.
But if you're gonna let me sit out there and just be
on the bullshit and right. All that.
And you don't tell me about myself.
Yeah.
You don't really fought with me.
Facts, if I see one of my partners moving a certain way, like, nah, that ain't it, bro. You know? I'm gonna let you know straight up, man. Hey, man, you was wrong. You know what I mean? You moved about it this way, or you did it this way. I don't think that was the way to move. You got to move another way, figure it out. But it ain't just as long as you telling me what the problem is and giving me a solution. I fuck with you. Just don't tell me some negative shit,
bro. But you know what, man? You can't be always like to fuck with me. Honestly, the way I can say it is, you can't be a negative Nancy.
Oh, for sure.
You can't be no nagging motherfucker that every time you open your mouth, only thing I hear is negative bullshit.
Yeah, nobody want to hear that.
But you got to give me two sides of a coin.
Mm-hmm.
Or you got to give me suggestions how to correct myself or make myself better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like I told you, if I'm never looking for growth, or you telling me or you don't push me to grow, how can you really say you fuck with me?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I tell people all the time, I want to see people grow. I want to see people better themselves. Just because it might not be right for me, it might be the perfect situation for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to push you to be the better version of you.
Yeah.
Because if I push you or question or pick your brain about situations, that's not telling me that I think you don't know. Is I might not know, but or I want you to think for yourself and be able to make those decisions for yourself in a positive light.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, shit, because so many motherfuckers get the misconception of, oh, that nigga must not fuck with me because of he always telling me this, he always telling me that. He might actually fuck with you because he actually telling me about myself.
Yeah.
But the other thing about it is, bro, don't you embarrass me in front of nobody. Like,
yeah,
bro.
Don't show up, man.
Hey, man, shit. Like, bro, you there's a way. That's what a lot of people don't know. There's a way to do and don't some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if I'm in the wrong, bro, don't address me in front of everybody.
Yeah, pull me to the side.
There you go. And
pull
a lot
me
of
to the side.
Hey, that one right there is for y'all dumbass supervisors. They be one that got doing embarrass somebody in front of somebody.
Yeah.
Don't get your ass whooped on that job now.
Facts.
Because guess what? I will find another job tomorrow, but your ass going to wear that ass whooping for all them 15 seconds of you running your reckless ass mouth.
You'll be thinking about it. Yeah, if you a supervisor out there, please don't do that. If you want to micromanaging and I'm gonna tell you right now, your employees hate you. They put up with you because they gotta get paid. But let that money not hit. Let that money not hit. All that bullshit they put up with. Nah, we ain't going for it.
Hey, that's what PTO for. Fact. You piss them all the wrong way, or that money don't hit. Hey, until I get paid, I won't be at this job.
Facts.
Or you know what? We say FTJ in our heads before we wake up when we hear that alarm clock. Man, fuck this job, man.
Fact. Fuck this job.
Because we just get to that point where we're tired of dealing with bullshit or bullshit individuals constantly. So, but understand this on the flip side. Y'all need to tell y'all employees y'all appreciate them.
Yep.
Because no matter how shitty of a day they've had, to give some light of encouragement and for them to be told that they're doing a good job is astronomical to some people.
Yeah, for sure.
And they need to be told that instead of every time they turn around.
You on the bullshit.
Or they getting rid of.
Mm-hmm.
Or they telling you, hey, man, let me talk to you for a second.
Man, people ain't going to fuck with you, man. You have a high turnover rate. I'm telling you. Throw some Chick-fil-A in there.
But what?
Bring something to eat at work.
Hey, bro. I had to put somebody on a cheat code from Chick-fil-A the other day.
The cheat code from Chick-fil-A. What?
Bro, that breakfast biscuit. That chicken, egg, and cheese. Bro, that junk hit different. But I had to think about it psychologically. Boy, I about to mess that word all the way up. Bro, you know you eating the before and after of a chicken?
This nigga. That bitch still hit though. Throw some strawberry jelly on that motherfucker and get to it.
Well, shoot, Shawty, if you want to got don't make that motherfucker day, get him one of them biscuits.
Yep.
With an OJ on the side.
Yep.
Like he got you for that with that plan B.
Thanks, babe. Appreciate it, babe.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, fellas, you give her a plan B and she got a Sprite next to her, that baby's yours. She gonna have that baby.
Hey.
Especially a McDonald's Sprite. That's pure acid.
That motherfucker gonna dissolve before it work.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, nope. Chance, you saying like you speak from experience.
Yeah. Yeah, she popped that pill.
Missed them days truck. At 575.
What? Go ahead and take that trip up the road.
Bless you. Hey. Hey, what they used to call on the Disney Channel, that incredible journey. Well, I don't. Well, that Homeward Bound.
Nigga said Disney Channel.
But what you talking about? Hey, that tell you how old my ass is.
Yeah, I don't know what you talking about, man.
Shit, that's where them damn dogs and that cat.
Man, listen, my Disney Channel was Raven Simone, Orlando Brown, his crackhead ass.
Hey, but that nigga be speaking the truth, though.
Yeah, man. I do want some vagina.
Vagina! Girl, can we get some of that vagina today? Can I please have some vagina? You know, that shit... It comes with, hey, but you know it's good when they, hey, you know it's personal when that nigga say, hey, can I get some pussy? Baby, let me get some of that vagina.
He need that.
Hey, don't.
He say that, go ahead and get into him because he need it.
Hey, you don't know how hard that nigga finna work some overtime until you get that nigga some vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Or you got them glug, glug, and drain that tank and send him out of work. Slap on the ass, send him to work. Good guy, good game, Dad. Good game. Good game. Good game. Hey.
Yo.
Cause I'm gonna tell you. And they be over there moving them shoulders on top of you. Boy, that boy done put him on overtime.
Mm-hmm. Taking that stress out on you.
Hell yeah.
Female like that shit though.
Yeah.
Take that stress out on the man. Beat her back out. Whew. Yeah.
Hey, boy. You don't know how. Hey, let him slut you out. Let me go ahead and tell you that. Let him slut you out.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Get it out for the one time.
One time for the one time.
How you think about it while you at work? Can't believe he did that to me last night.
Why shit? What?
You was going crazy.
Why shit? Hey.
What got into you?
Why? Hey, Chance. I remember that time you told me, Jackson, I ain't never... listening to your ass no more about them finishing moves.
Finish her.
And you be there, Shit, Jazz got them boys out there listening to me talking to him. Jack, hey, shit, Jack, I need a new move. I said, what you want to do? Well, she need something new. Man, fold them legs together like she sent Indian style. Push them motherfucking legs back. Mm-hmm. Hey, for Valentine's Day, make sure y'all do that.
Yeah.
But, hey,
try something new. Don't hit the regular.
Hey, don't be scared to try something new. Shit, hey, you better watch them instructional videos.
Yeah.
AKA, go watch Pornhub for some new moves.
Watch some porn, man. Shit. Watch some porn, get your moves from it. I would love to watch some porn with a bitch and just see how she react. But
I don't. Mm-mm.
Well, no, because you might be into some wild shit. I'm talking about just some regular,
hey dog,
regular shit.
Remember, they got a whole bunch of categories on there, a whole bunch.
Yeah,
a whole bunch.
You keep it simple, man,
bro.
Don't go to the wild shit. Just test the water.
See that right there? You're going to end up watching some goddamn anime. Animated porn. Boy, you going to be working. Hey, you going to be fucking around goddamn. Babe, why is Wolverine getting fucked?
Yo.
These cartoons don't make. But you got to. It's the story.
Man, bro. What the fuck?
Hey, bro. I remember having this conversation with one of my exes. You know, this motherfucker was into hentai. Guess why she was into hentai?
What she say? Some wild shit.
Bro, she was talking about some. It's the story behind it. Bitch, who is listening? Who is watching porn for the fucking story?
Exactly. We not here for the story.
I'm over there watch some shoulders move.
That's crazy. That cartoon shit is crazy.
Bro, Airman
done peeped some cartoon shit, but. That ain't it, man.
Hey, bro, what you talking about?
Hey,
that should be funny as fuck sometime, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Hey, that's me telling you right now, y'all. Yes, I'm a nigga that watch porn. Yes, you motherfucking right. I watch instructional videos.
If you got the iPhone, your private mode on Safari is tabbed up.
Hey, you know what's crazy, bro? Hey, you ever had somebody ask you to look up some shit and you forget that your Pornhub on that motherfucker?
Plenty of times.
You be like this, oh shit, Google it.
Plenty of times.
Oh shit, oh my bad, bro, my bad.
I'll never forget this shit, bro. I was working at a sporting goods store, and this kid came up with his mama, and she was Spanish, couldn't speak no English. He translated. So they were asking where some restaurant up street was, how far it is, how many minutes or whatever. Hit the Safari app to Google the goddamn restaurant. The kid standing right by me looking at the phone, popped up, Chanel Hart. Digging him out. Oh man. I said, oh shit. He was looking at me like, my God. Said, man, don't ignore that. It's right up the road. The mama was looking at me like, what did you just show my son? Hey, listen. My bad.
Was that your first last day at that job?
No. They speak no English. They got the hell on. They got the hell on, man.
Hey. But look, hey. This is for some funny shit. Just ask your significant other or somebody you know what's they search entry on what's they go to on the hub. Because
some niggas might get their feelings hurt, man. Some niggas might get their feelings hurt, man.
Hey.
Your bitch might be watching somebody else who.
Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, bro. I feel bad for the motherfucker with shrankies.
Yeah, you gonna
and,
be
hey,
right.
Your old lady in there watching BWC, BBC, mm-hmm. Got on 12 inch, 13 inch.
Yep.
And knowing you over there with a goddamn wah, wah.
What the fuck? They would have been watching. Yep. Now you looking at it different all day.
Hey, hell yeah.
What's wrong with you? You madder than a motherfucker.
Hey, but the only thing going through their head is another motherfucker on there moving their shoulders.
I'm telling you.
Hey.
But.
Shit, I've been there, done that shit. I got the t-shirt shit. I done had a bitch cheat on me.
Man, that's the most
That's the most fucked up feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Hey.
Feel mighty low. And then they try to well, if you had just da-da-da. Listen, it's your pussy.
Hey.
That is your pussy. Once you decide to give it up, shit is gone. There's nothing I could do. Brothers, do not hold hussy. Do not hold pussy hostage. It gets you nowhere but stress. It gets you nowhere.
What you talking about? Hey, if she gotta go, she gotta go. It's time for her to go.
She gonna get that pussy up regardless.
But understand, it can be rectified. But that shit take a lot of fucking work. Once the distrust is there, is there.
Especially as a man, for sure.
But what you talking about? You don't let only thing you going to think in your head as a man is that motherfucker on top of her moving her shoulders and that little drip of sweat hitting on her forehead and that motherfucker all up in her.
Damn, man, she gave that nigga the super swirl.
But what you and the crazy part about it, bro. Shit. It's probably that nigga that fucked in the backseat of a car.
Then did your girl dirty.
Why what? Ugly way. Mm-hmm. And then came home, tried to kiss you on the cheek.
Kiss you on the cheek. Like nothing happened.
Yeah, hey, you right.
But look, man.
Hey, Chance. You right. Nothing did happen.
Yep. Nothing happened. You lying.
Dick smell. Hey, breath smell like goddamn nothing but balls and dick.
Nothing but. But at the same time, you still gonna get her something for Valentine's Day.
Hey. You still gonna tell you love her.
Facts.
Because in the back of your mind, shit, while you out here doing X, Y, and Z, you out there guac, guac. Another motherfucker will probably guac in me.
Yep.
But I just want to thank y'all for listening to us today.
Yep.
For Steppers Only. Our next episode will be Vices.
Vices.
Bro, Vices.
Positive and negative.
Oh, no. It's not Vices. It's double standards, bro.
Okay.
It's all double right. standards.
Yeah. Tune in next week. Listen, like, subscribe, support for Steppers Only.
Thank you know what? Support, man, that means tell a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Send that shit to somebody.
Send that link. Send me that link, man. Send me that link. Or buy merch when the merch drop. All that.
Hey, but also tell us you heard it. If you see us in person, you know.
Mm-hmm. Say what's up. Hi.
The Steppers Only.
Peace.